The effects of automatic spending cuts or sequestration are being felt in the Cowboy State. Because of the automatic spending cuts, Yellowstone has been forced to trim $1.75 million from its operating budget. It's caused Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wenk to delay plowing operations within the park, a move that has upset some gateway communities and caused others to find a solution. Cody officials have been working hard to find a way to open the East Gate on time, despite the federal government. From Cody, David Cook has more.
Leaders in the Yellowstone Gateway community of Cody are plowing ahead with a plan to open on May 3rd. The Cody Chamber of Commerce called an emergency meeting on Wednesday to discuss the proposition of plowing roads along the park's east entrance after Governor Meade said he will provide equipment and labor from the Wyoming Department of Transportation to clear the snow.
What I've told those communities, if they have a way to come up with the money and they can pay for the manpower and equipment, that we'll provide the manpower and the equipment, but I just don't feel comfortable using state dollars to do that. So we're looking at Jackson and Cody and see if they come up with the money, and if they do, from private donations or otherwise, we'll try to help out that way.
There appears to be a lot of support for finding a way to plow the east entrance in Yellowstone. Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wenk has said if Cody can pull off such an effort and be part of a solution, then the park is willing to meet those efforts halfway.
If Cody can do that and is willing to do that, I think that's a great opportunity for the community of Cody and actually for Wyoming. I sat down and talked to a number of the elected officials of the area and business leaders. We talked about this possibility. I certainly am open to it. I've said that we would certainly allow this to happen. If we can do that, if we can meet somewhere in the middle and open it sooner, I have absolutely committed that we would maintain the road, we would keep it open, and we would be willing to open it as soon as those snow plows could meet in the middle.
Cody Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Scott Ballio has been instrumental in leading the efforts with area representatives to work out a solution.
Representatives have been working with the governor's office and with the Park Service to try to determine if there is a solution to getting the East Road plowed so that we can open on May 3rd.
After calling an emergency meeting of the Cody Chamber, their membership has decided there is a solution. They've decided on an ambitious plan to raise the money so that plowing can begin on time.
Essentially, what we need to do by April 1st is raise $100,000 so that YDOT can plow up the East Road in order to be open on May 3rd, which is our traditional opening date. If we're able to do that, we'll avoid the two-week delay that's in place currently because of sequestration. So that's why we're attempting to raise the money.
It's estimated that the East Gate would have lost 10,000 cars entering into the park because of a two-week delay, and the local economies would lose close to $2 million in revenue. Beyond that, there would be a ripple effect felt throughout the state.
We looked at the numbers from previous years in terms of traffic volume through the East Gate during the first 2 weeks, and we determined that there's an up to a $2 million economic impact in the local economy. And beyond that, there's a ripple effect that occurs too. If people cancel their plans early in the season, they may not reschedule. So we looked at the potential business that was going to be lost, kind of the lack of confidence that it would instill in people if they didn't think they could get into the park, and we just felt that this was something we needed to step up and do on behalf of our members and on behalf of the Cody community.
The Cody Chamber has taken their first step in fundraising, the needed $100,000 for plowing operations, by announcing an Open the Gate Fund that people can donate to and pledging to match outside donations by up to $50,000. Within hours of announcing the plan to plow the east entrance to Yellowstone, the Cody Chamber reported over $20,000 in donations. For more on the planned and fundraising efforts, you can go online to codychamber.org. For Wyoming Public Radio in Cody, I'm David Cook.